Hello guys, and welcome to the bonus episode of the Austin Effect. I am Austin Ude, your host, and this episode is titled My View the ESL. For the past few days, there is controversy in the football world because of a new European league that just came out, the European Super League, with about 12 founding clubs, 6 from the English Premier League, 3 from the Spanish La Liga, and 3 from the Italian Serie A. The French club and the German clubs have refused to join. Now, most fans don't like it. People are saying football is for the fans, and the fans are voting against it. And maybe by the time you'll be listening to this podcast, it might have crumbled because most of the clubs are now breaking out. But I've come with a different view. My view is that the ESL should stand. Now, why? First of all, the ESL is offering about 3.5 billion to each founding club. Now, for the last year, the club's revenue are about down because of the corona, and there were no fans in the club, so they had less revenue. And let's look at it from the side of the management. Football is not just a game for them, football is a job for them. So now, they should obviously stand with the ESL for the money they could probably get. And that would be legit, that would be good. Now also, let's talk about FIFA and UEFA. UEFA are banning the clubs from playing in their domestic league, and FIFA also banning them from playing their players from playing the World Cup and even the UEFA Champions League and the UEFA Europa League, or depriving them of those rights or of those opportunities. Now, the ESL is trying to reach an agreement with the UEFA, who are adamantly refusing. Now, why are they refusing? When they too, they have their own flaws. Now, Florentino Perez, the chairman of the ESL, was saying something which we should actually look at. Isn't there no transparency in the UEFA? Now, he said he knows the salary of LeBron James, but he doesn't know the salary of the UEFA president. Now, he feels like UEFA is taking more and giving out less. But we should actually look at this critically. Now, UEFA is giving about 22 million for the prize, I think. And ESL is going to give you about 300 and something million. Now, why shouldn't you join ESL where you have debts to pay and your revenue is about down? Now, also, let's look at some other things that the ESL have, or the UEFA have tried to put. Toni Kroos and Zlatan Ibrahimovic were complaining about some of their own problems that came up about how players were being stressed and how these bodies are creating more competitions to suit themselves, like the Club World Cup that is hosted by FIFA, the UEFA Nations League that is hosted by UEFA. UEFA have about 3 leagues that they are in charge of. FIFA has about 2. And the ESL are trying to create just one, and everybody is against them. Right? Shouldn't we look at that? Now, the UEFA has also added some clubs from Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan. Very far. Now, these players also have lives. They also have stress. Now, you are taking players from London down to Azerbaijan to play in midweek, still come back with different time zones, still come back to come and meet up their club problem. But the problem there is the ESL, that is also a midweek game. Now let's look at something else. The last match Arsenal played about with Slavia Prague that are in the eastern part of Europe, and they allow racism. Now the Arsenal players were kneeling down to honor or to stand against racism, and the Slavia Prague players were standing up. And they had a player who was banned for about 10 games because of racism. And the UEFA looked at it and said nothing. But their problem now is the ESL. Let's put it now. The UEFA is able and ready to fight the ESL, but not ready to fight the clubs or the problems in their own self. Let's look at that. There are a lot of other reasons. Now, the players are human. They need money. They need time. They need every single thing. But UEFA have done this, but their own problem is the ESL. Also, the ESL has also made another part that the 5 best performing teams from each league will be able to join them. Now, you see UEFA Champions League, you have to earn it. That's what the lead players wore in their last match against Liverpool. Now, the ESL is also giving you a chance to earn it. Yes, the end result will probably be high, and we all know that. We all watch to see, but this is just my view. I feel the ESL should stand because they are off to do a better UEFA, and the UEFA and the FIFA should just reach an agreement. Also, if you have other views, you can hit me up, The Real Austin, on Instagram or Facebook. My name is Austin Ude on Facebook. So don't miss, and you can also share your views. God bless you.